Okay, Rabbeisai, great news, we're starting a brand new Masechta. Masechtas Pesachim. And as in the Taira Gaber Mendel already pointed out, Miyad Hashem, we're going to finish the Masechta just a few short days before Pesach. So therefore, anyone that really delves into the Masechta properly will have the best preparation possible for the beautiful Yom Tov of Pesach. We'll know all the laws, all the requirements, all the rules and regulations, all the customs, and we'll know it down pat. So we're going to start now the Masechta Zukta Mishnah. What this halacha is something that is very familiar to all of us, and that is that the night before Pesach, we have the night of Bedikas Chometz, that you have to go and search everywhere throughout your apartment, throughout your house, to make sure there is not a morsel of chametz left hiding somewhere in the cracks or the crevices. So the word oir itself, as we'll see in the Gemara momentarily, is a big machloikis. What does oir mean? Does oir mean the way we do it, which means the eve before Arba Asar, that is the eve of the 14th day of Erev Pesach, or does oir mean in the morning, because that's when it gets all lit up?
So we'll see,
or yoim, exactly. So we'll see Mechem in the Gemara shortly that there's a machloikis. Our psak is like the Gemara will conclude tomorrow, that in Miyat Hashem, we'll learn Mechem today and tomorrow, that we do it the night before. However, there's going to be a machloikis, whether it's the night before or the morning of Arba Asar. So you have to be boidik as a chomus or aner. However, the Mishnah immediately tells us you don't have to go and check on top of your ceiling, for instance. You have to go komokim shei machnisim by chomus ein tzarech bedika. You only have to go and be boidik those places where you normally would expect to find chomets. If there are places in your rishus, in your residence, that you don't normally ever put in chomets, you don't have to check. You only have to go and check those places, Shemani Machlisim by Chometz. So therefore, the Mishnah immediately asks, if that's the case, why then is there a requirement that you have to go and check out the two rows in the wine cellar? Mm-hmm. And you're telling me, who said there is such a requirement? So if you skip a line, we'll see machlokes beis shammai and beis hillel that you are checking your martif, your wine cellar. You have to go and check at least two rows. So why? Normally wine cellars, you'd only find wine. You wouldn't find any chametz. So in Bazoi, why does the Mishnah require, why does the halacha require that you have to go and check out your martif, your wine cellar? Says the Mishnah, I'll tell you why. We're talking about only those wine cellars, makim shemachnisim by chametz, where in fact you do bring in chametz. Now, once again, that begs the question: why would you be bringing in chametz to your martef? So Rashi says, because what the Mishnah is telling us is that there are two types of wine cellars. There's a wine cellar that belongs to a private balabas, and there's a wine cellar that belongs to a wine soicher, someone who sells wine. In the case of a wine cellar that belongs to a private balabas, that means that throughout the year, when he needs wine, he or someone goes down to the wine cellar to bring the wine up to be able to go and serve himself and the family and the friends and the guests and everybody that's there. What happens if this person, for instance, has a butler or a waiter? So that butler or waiter, he might be eating on the job as he is going and distributing the food to all the people in the house. And now when we tell him, oh, please, your uncle, go downstairs and bring up some new wine, he is still holding a piece of bread in his hand. He goes down to the wine cellar. He realizes that the wine barrel is quite heavy. He puts down his piece of chometz there for a moment, brings up the wine, and then forgets that he has his pas there. And therefore, that's the reason why you have to go and check chometz in such a place. If you take a quick look at the Rashi, Shtei Shurah is the third wide line. Third line at the top of Rashi, Shtei Shurah is a Rashi. We have rows of barrels which are arranged and set up in the wine cellar. You have to go and check between them. Says now Rashi, since we just got finished saying that if you don't bring in chametz, you don't have to go and check. So why do you have to check? That's why the Mishnah says, Martif shemistapik mimenu yayin lishulchanai. Wine that he uses at his table. Upa'omim shahashamis. Shamis means the butler. Oymit limzoik yayin. He goes to go and dilute the wine or pour the wine. Upita biyod, and he's holding the pas in his hands. Kshayayin kolin nichlas lamartif lahobi yayin. When the yayin that he's pouring out at the table finishes, he has to go to the martif quickly to bring up some more wine. He's still holding the pas in his hand. That's when you have to go and be boydik to make sure that there is no chametz. But if you have a commercial business where you go and sell wine from your wine cellar, nobody goes there with pas in his hand, so therefore you don't have to go and be boydik in such a situation.
Okay. In other words, we only go to the martif if we have wine cellars?
Mm-hmm. A martif is a wine cellar. You only go down to the wine cellar if you need wine or if you're getting a tour by a tour guide that wants to get paid to go and show you what a wine cellar looks like. This is a private wine cellar that belongs to John Smith. John Smith often at his table, John Schwartz often at his table goes and serves wine. His refrigerator only holds 85 bottles. He has already used up all the 85, and now we have to go and bring more wine to the table. So he asks his servant, trusted Yankel, please do me a favor, go downstairs to the wine cellar and bring up 3 more bottles of wine. Yankel says, of course I'll be delighted to. Yankel is holding a piece of chametz in his hand and absent-mindedly puts down that chametz there in the wine cellar, brings up the 3 bottles, and he forgets that piece of chametz over there. So that's why Erev Pesach, at night, you have to go into the wine cellar and check it out with your ner to make sure that you don't find Yankel's chametz from 6 months ago, etc.
So if one doesn't store wine in their cellar...
But...
They use it to store their winter clothes.
And they never go there throughout the summer. So throughout the summer, you don't have to be baidik. But since the winter, they do, and presumably they go and take clothing before or after a meal. A person might be holding on to a cookie that he had for dessert, so you have to go and check. The point of the Gemara, the Havamina, was that a wine cellar is a place that you either take wine, put wine, remove the wine, add the wine, schlep the wine, store the wine. But what does it have to do with chametz? Why are we checking the wine cellar? For Pete's sake, I never bring in chametz. I don't have any matzahs, I don't have any challahs, I don't have any bread, I don't have any cookies. Why would I have to check? Says the Mishnah. Says Rashi. Because of the shamus that absentmindedly might forget. Good. This is not a halacha in wine cellars. If you have,
I didn't know if it's a halacha in basements.
It's have nothing to do with basements. It has to do with if it's a makim shemachnisim by chametz, you have to be boitik if it's a makim. So if you have a shed that you leave over there all of your tools throughout the year, and nobody ever thinks of bringing in chametz, and you don't have to check. But if sometimes you go into that shed right before the meal, the after the meal, you might be holding a cookie, you might be holding something else, then you have to go and check. Says the Mishnah, what are these beishuris b'martiv? Beishami umrim beishuris al pnei kol martiv. 2 rows on the front of the entire martiv. Beisil amrim shtei shuris achitzoin l'sheinu el yoynes. No, you don't have to do the entire shtei shuris al pnei kol martiv. It's enough to do the 2 outer shurais, which are the upper shurais. What exactly is Beishami referring to? What is Beisil referring to? And Mietzchen will get to on Daf Ches, where the Gemara is going to explain Beishami and Beisil. Says Imar, we started with the Mishnah, Orli arba aser boitkim. Frank Imar my or. What's the definition of the word or? Rav Huna Omar Nagi. Nagi means light. Rav Yehuda Omar Leili. It means night. So therefore, the difference between Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda is as clear as day and night. Where Rav Huna says that you have to do the bedika in the morning, Rav Yehuda says, no, you do the bedika in the evening. As we all know, we paskin like Rav Yehuda. Good. So now from here till the end of today's blot, we are not going to focus on the halacha of the bedikas chametz. We're going to focus on the definition of the word oir and the timing of this bedika. Do we do it erev Pesach in the morning, like Rav Huna suggests, or do you do it in the evening, like Rav Yehuda says? And we're going to bring numerous rayas from psukim and brises and machloikis. Zokdimar, kasoka daitach. We assumed, demand the omer nagi, nagi mamish, that Rav Huna that says nagi means real bona fide in the morning. Demand the omer leili leili le mamish, and the one that says leili means in the evening. Sefreiti war meisvei. we have a pasuk which we're going to learn in Mi'at Hashem in another couple of weeks, dealing with the brothers of Yosef when they are returning home to their father Yaakov. So it says in the pasuk, "Aboiker or," in the morning when it was light, "Vanoshim shulchu," the people were sent home on their way. "Hema b'chamerayim," they're leaving. Now, since it says "Aboiker or," the Gemara assumes "Alma oir yamamahu." Since the pasuk says "Aboiker," the morning of oir of the day, and now the people are going on their way. Oh, so it says that "or" means day. So the Chayre, it's very clear that Rav Huna is right, that the definition of "or" means the morning, it doesn't mean the evening. Alma or yimamahu. Everyone miksiv or boiker, ha boiker or ksiv. It doesn't say ha boiker, it doesn't say ha or boiker, it says ha boiker or. What difference does that make? So Rashi says here, and Rashi says it constantly over the next three or four rayas, that each time the Gemara assumed in the Havamina that the word oir is being used as a noun, and the Teretz is, no, the word oir is being used as a verb. Meaning, when we learn the Gemara initially, haboiker or, we're assuming haboiker, morning, oir of the day. So oir is a day, that's a noun, and that's what we're referring to. Is shver? We said that or means night, according to Rav Yehuda. And for the Gemara, no. It doesn't say hu or boiker, the day, the morning, but it says a boiker or, which means that the morning, when it's starting to light up on the horizon, that's when they got up to go and travel. Ksif, kimandi omar, as if it would say, using rather the Aramaic expression, tzafra nohar. Tzafra means the morning, nohar, when the horizon began to light up. So therefore the word or again doesn't mean a noun day or light, it means to enlighten. A verb when things begin to become light and begin to become illuminated. So what does this pasuk come to tell you? A person should travel during the day hours and not at night. Because during the day, Baruch Hashem, there's tons of light. At night, it's dark. Says Rashi, you have to be nervous about the chayos and the listim, the wild animals and robbers and burglars and bad guys. Therefore, you should go b'chitoyf. What's the lashon b'chitoyf? Because it says in the pasuk, "Vayar elikim esu oir ki toiv." It says in the Sheshim Ebreishis, Shibbos Yimei Breishis, when Hashem Baruch Hu created the world, he said at that time that he saw that the oir was ki toiv. So therefore, the word ki toiv is now a synonym for the word oir, and that's what Rav Yehuda Merav is saying. When you come into town, come in b'chitoyv when it is still light. You want to go and arrive at your destination, try to get there before nightfall. The Yetzin, the next morning, you should leave a chitoiv when it's already lit up. So don't travel during the evening. So bottom line is, we thought that oir means day, and we have a raya therefore to Rav Huna against Rav Yehuda. Says Yimor, no, the word oir in this connection is a verb, means when it started to light up on the horizon. Fraytimar and Meisvei have another kashim. Uchor boike yizrach shomesh. Which is this pasuk? This is a pasuk in Shmuel Beis. David HaMelech is speaking. David HaMelech says that uchor boike, just like the light of the day, here the day in the morning, yizrach shomesh emetshim le'osid lovoi, so will be the beautiful light that will shine for the tzaddikim in the next world. So, says Igmar again, Alma or yimamu, since it says or boiker, that means when it was day, boiker was the morning, just like that light, yizrach shomesh, there will be, the sun will shed, will radiate in the future in the oilam haba. So the chayav aray again that or is a shem dover, says Rashi. Shem dover means it's a noun, and it means day. Says the Gemara, no, miksiv or boiker, ucha or boiker ksiv. Uch or boike, says Rashi, again means that it's not a noun, it's a verb. And it's telling us that when the morning begins to light up on the sky, in the sky, on the horizon, that's what we mean by Yizrach Shomesh, so too will be Liyosu Lovay. Vachikomer, now the Gemara explains the pasuk. Uch or boike boilam hazeh. just like nowadays in this world, the Oir Boiker means at the time of Alois HaShachar. Alois HaShachar is the very, 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 very beginning of the day. It's before Netzach Hama. It's 72 minutes before. Uchor Boiker b'lemazeh. Just like in this world, the light first starts coming in a little bit, abyssal, at Alois HaShachar. Ke'enz richa shemesh l'tzadikim l'olam haba. The tzadikim l'olam haba, at their time of Alois HaShachar, the light will be so intense as if it was the Zman of Netzach Hama. So there, Alois HaShachar, where today it's only a drop of light, the minimal amount of light, Mi'at Hashem Bo'ilam Abba, is going to be huge light, Zrichas Shomesh, as if it's already Netzach Hama, where the sun is already radiating. Okay. Meisvei Noch HaKash. V'yikra L'kim L'or Yoyim. V'lachoyshech Koro Loila. V'yikra L'kim L'or Yoyim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Oyer! You are now called Yoim. You are called Day. That's directly on point. Alma Or Yimamu. We see that Kadosh Baruch Hu said that the word Or. What does it mean? It means Day. So I have a clear cut right to Rav Huna. Kasha on Rav Yehuda. Everyone, no. Achi Kamar. Pshat Zazay. Ve'yikar lekim le'or le'meir uba. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw how the light was existing on this world. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to that light, you know what? I call out to you that you are going to be day. Meaning, not that the definition of the word oyer is yoim, but rather, as the sun rises in the morning and brings light to this world, says the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that beginning of light, that we're going to go and call day. But not that the word oyer itself means day, it means the phenomenon of light coming up on the sky, lighting up the world. Oh, that's going to be called day. But the word oyer itself, I don't know yet. The end of that same pasuk is, are you going to say the same thing? Just like, as the light begins to illuminate the world, Hashem says it's now day, so are you going to say, as the darkness starts to cover over the whole world, are you going to say, Kara Laila, now it's night? But that's not true. Even after it starts getting very, very dark, you still have plenty of time until Tesach HaChavim. And until Tesach HaChavim is called day. How do I know until Tesach HaChavim is called day? Rashi brings a pasuk from Ezra Nehemiah, where it says that we were working in connection with the Beis HaMikdash, Me'alois HaShachar V'ad Tzeisak HaYechavim. We were working the entire day from Alois HaShachar, the very beginning of the rising of the morning star, until Tzeisak HaYechavim, until the stars came out. That's called Yoim. No, you just said now, L'mach Shechuba, that as the darkness begins to envelop the world, it's now called light. That's not true. Night only starts at Tzeisak HaYechavim. So tomorrow, Lahachi Ka'amar Pshat Zazay. Kari Rachmon Lenahoira Upakti Am Mitzvasa the Imama, the Kari Rachmon Lachashoicha Upakti Am Mitzvasa the Laila. We didn't understand Pshat and Pasik at all. When it says, Vayikra the Kimla Or Yoim, it doesn't mean that Hashem called Oir and said, Or your name now is Day. Choshech, your name is now Laila, as if we were going and naming them at the bris. And we're saying, Or, your name is day. Choshech, your name is night. That's not pshat. Rather, the pshat is, Hashem is calling to Or and saying, Or, please come over. Or comes over to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyochel, and Hashem whispers in his ear, Or, you're doing such a great job. From now on, you're going to get the 12 hours of day. Every single day of the year, you're going to go and light up the day. Choshech, kimehe. Choshech, you come over. Choshech, you're doing such a great job. I now go and identify you as my messenger. You have a singular mission, and that is every single night you're going to dominate and you're going to go and bring darkness to the world. And therefore, Vayikra lekim le'or, HaKadosh Baruch Hu called Or and said, Or, kimariba, come to me. I want you to function during the day. V'choshech kara. And he called over to the Choshech and said, come to me, Loila, you're in charge at night. And that's what the Gemara is saying now. Zog the Gemara, L'hochi ka makari rachmona l'nehoira upakte amitzvasa di imam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu called the light, upakte means, and he made him in charge of the mitzvahs of Yoim, meaning you're in charge this is your jurisdiction during the day. He called the darkness and said, you're in charge at night. Bottom line is, we still do not have a clear-cut raya as to the definition of the word or. We keep on thinking that or means day. Really, or means light, and it's from the verb of enlightening and illuminating. So we still don't have a clear-cut raya. Oh, I have a starker raya now. We say in the halukas every morning, haluku, halu, kol koichve oir, all of the kechovim, all of the stars of oir. Now the Gemara assumes, what does oir mean? Of night. All the stars of night. And after all, we know that the stars come out at night. The stars don't come out during the day. You don't see any stars at, I mean, you see superstars during the day. But you don't see any stars during the day. Stars you see at night. Is Alma Lechoyin, and now I have my first raya on behalf of Rav Yehuda, that the word oir is not day. It means night. Alma or urtu. The word urtu means night or evening. Oh, so I see the koichvei or, the koichom of the night. So or means night. Is a raya to Rav Yehuda. Everything more hokey kamar. Halu kol ha-koychovim ha-me'irim. No, once again, we don't mean oir as a noun, day or night, but rather oir as a verb. The koychovim that are meir, that go and shed their light on this world. They are the ones that are mahal, they go and praise the Kodesh Baruch. Pray Timurah. Are you suggesting then that the only stars that go and are mahal, praise Hashem, are only those that are me'irim, those that shed light?
Black hole,
okay. What about all of those stars that do not shed any light? Do they not have to do the halu? Don't they have to be mahal? So you're going to tell me, Taka, maybe? Voxi, but I have another pasuk, Alu called Tzivov. All the legions of Hashem, in other words, all the stars and all the constellations and all the meteors and all the comets and everything goes in Mahal Hashem. So what do we mean? Only the Kechom HaMeirim. Elzuk Yimaylaka Mashmalon, the Or, the Kechovim Nami Oyer Hu. What it comes to tell us is that the Or of Kechovim is also considered to be Or. What does that mean? So Rashi says, truth of the matter is, there's no such thing as a koichov which is not meir. All koichovim shed light. We may not benefit from the light, because maybe it's 8 billion trillion light years away, therefore, maybe we can barely see it, so we don't get the benefit of light. But if you got closer, you know, start now, go in a rocket ship, see if you can get close to those stars, you'd see that every one of them has light. So what does it mean, therefore, halul kochayar? What it really means, halul kochayachavim. All of the stars, they are mahal, they give praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like all of the other creations of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everyone, everything, all creations, all give halal, they all give praise to Hashem. What's the purpose then of adding the word oir? To go and tell you a halacha, that the oir of kochayachavim is also considered to be oir. That is also considered to be light. No, mazel tov. So what benefit do I have from that halacha? L'maynaf kimina l'noyde mina or. T'sanya noyde mina or. Aser bi oiran shel koychav. When we learn mitshem mesechtes nidorim, making vows, a person can make a vow or an oath about anything and everything. A person can make a vow not to go and use any more tissues. Person can make a vow he's never going to eat any more eggs. Person can make a vow he's never going to sit on a chair anymore. Person can make a vow. Whether it's a reasonable, rational vow, that's a different story. But you can make a vow about anything you want. What happens if a person makes a vow he does not want to benefit any more from the light? Now how this person is going to function, I don't know. Presumably he'll have to keep his eyes closed at all times and put tape over his eyes. He should never have any benefit from the light. Okay. Now, what does light mean? Light clearly means the light of the day, that's for sure. I would assume it also means electric lights and candle lights and anything that sheds light. But what about the minimal light that we benefit from, koichovim, from the stars? After all, if you go down the street, particularly at the very beginning of the month or the end of the month, when the moon is very, very, very small, or even in the middle of the month when it's very, very cloudy, Where is the light? If you don't have street lamps, sometimes you can't see anything. He says, gefährlich. It's terrible. However, the Chacham shed a little bit of light. So I would say, ah, come on, that light, you could put all those lights together, they don't add up to one light bulb. I don't have any benefit from any of that. No, Zokta Pasik, even the light from stars, that's also considered to be light. And if you made a neder not to have hanoa, benefit from light, you're not allowed to have a benefit from the light of the stars. That's what the halacha comes to tell us. Rashi Tosis points out, by the way, that's assuming that there is no loshon b'nei adam, because when we're going to learn Maseches Nedarim, we're going to learn that when a person makes a neder, he makes it not based on the biblical or the Torahdik definition of the word, but how the word is used popularly by the populace. In other words, how it's used colloquially. So if colloquially people do not consider the light of stars to be light, and you made a neder, you'd be allowed to go and benefit from the light of the stars. Our Gemara is assuming that there is no contrary custom in the community. No, if you look at the last choices, Kidasanya Noidim in order the last two lines, Miyuhecha the Loshim and Odim, Aina Kaloshim and Mikra, Oslinacha Loshim and Odim, Kidamina Mesechta Serchit. So the point is, if it's a blank check, I don't know what people think about the light of stars. If I was Mr. Gallup and I made a whole bunch of phone calls and said, do you have a short moment? Person hangs up the phone immediately. They know exactly what you're calling about. But assuming the person had time and had patience, and I said to him, no, I'm not calling about Trump, I'm not calling about Biden, I'm calling to find out, what is your view? Do you think that Kechavim share light with us on this world? And you say, mister, why are you asking that question? Very simply, because I'm trying to figure out what is Loshen B'nei Adam. Is there a common usage of Kechavim or that would give us an indication whether the light of stars is light, and therefore a person who is noidim in or cannot benefit from that light? Or maybe people have no particular custom. And if they don't have a particular custom, then we fall back on the pasuk, and the pasuk tells us that oir of kechavim is light. So if you make such a neder, you're not allowed to have enough from the kechavim. Okay, on to the next right. Meisvei. It says in the pasuk, "Or Yochem Reitzeach Yekatal Oni the Evyoin Ubalayla Yehi Kaganav." Now, this pasuk is a pasuk in Eoiv, and Eoiv is telling us that unfortunately there are people that wear two hats, both hats being evil. One is an evil hat during the day, and one is an evil hat at night. Lior during the day, Yochem Reitzeach Chas Shalom a Reitzeach, a murderer gets up. And what does he do during the day? Yekatel oni ve'evyoin. He's going to go and prey on people, particularly on the poor people, and he's going to go and kill. Ubalayla, people are not walking the streets during the night, so yehi kaganav, he's going to be a burglar. What do I see from this pasuk? The pasuk is distinguishing between oir and layla. That seems to be a very clear raya that oir means day and layla means night. During the day, this evil person is a murderer, Rachmanu Litzlan, and at night, he's a burglar. Oh, so I have a Raya L'chor that Oir means day. He says, Yimor Omidika Omru V'layli Yikaganav. Since the Pasuk says it at night, he becomes like a burglar. Alma Oir Yimamu, so I see that Oir means day. A clear-cut Raya. Says Yimor, no Raya. Hasamachi Kama, Pshat, the Pasuk is Azeh. What this Gemara is all about, Rashi brings in Chumash and Parshas Mishpatim. The Gabi imba machteres yimotzi haganav v'hukav ames. Ein loy damen. What is that pasuk all about? What happens if you have chas v'shalom a burglar that comes into your home in the middle of the night? Are you allowed to go and take out your gun and shoot to kill?
Yes.
Yes or no? So, yeah, let's hear.
If you know that he came on the flashos, then no. If you're not sure, that then you have the right to kill him.
But okay, but you meant to say then
like
a flashos, then yes.
Like a father.
It's a dog, huh?
Okay, so Brother Shai has now given us the secret. Rashi tells us exactly what the pshat is in this pasuk and in the halacha. What's the loch? In b'machteres imotze ganav. B'machteres means that he is burglarizing in a tunnel where you cannot see the person because it's dark at night. But if you find the ganav, v'huk of a mace, you're allowed to go and shoot to kill. Ein loy domim, and the killer, the one that shoots this kind of the burglar in the middle of the night, ein loy domim, he has no responsibility, he is not guilty, he is innocent. However, the pasuk continues after that, something or other, then you're not allowed to. Now what is that something or other? That something or other is referring to that if it happens to be daylight, so the Lashon HaPasuk has something to do with day, and I don't have a chumash on thee, but it'll be easier. Oh, shkoyach, Mendel, what would I do without you? Good. However, if the rays of light begin to radiate and shine on him, then you're not allowed to go and kill the person. Now, again, the simple shot is that if it's at night and it's totally dark, you go shoot and you kill him, ain't lay dumb, you're off the hook. However, if it's during the day and you see the person, then you cannot go and shoot to kill, all of them. So now the question is, what's the real pshat in this pasuk? So Rashi and Chumash explains, as these psukim explained that we just quoted now in the Yomid Aleph, and that is that typically a person who is burglarizing your home, although the purpose of the burglary is typically for money, however, if the homeowner is going to stand up there with a knife or with a gun to protect himself and protect his property, in all likelihood, that burglar is prepared for the worst, and he also has a gun, and he is prepared to go and chas v'shalom shoot the homeowner. And therefore, the homeowner is allowed to strike first and allowed to protect himself by shooting preemptively against this burglar. If he does so, ain't laid down. However, imzor chashemesh olav, what happens if he sees the burglar? And he sees it, unfortunately, rachmana litzlan, it's his own father. If a father is stealing from his son, what happens if the son decides to go and protect his property? Would the father ever shoot to kill the homeowner, his son? Never, never in a million years. A son, unfortunately, as we know from nowadays, from reading the papers, hearing the stories, nebuch, you have people that are crazy. Chas v'shalom, a son could kill a father. But a father to kill a son, the rachmanis of a father on a son is so intense that even though the father, Nebuch, is so poor that he's stealing from his own son, he would never, chas v'shalom, go and shoot to kill. Rachman l'tzlan. And that's what the pasuk is saying. Mezor Hashem ish olav. If it's crystal clear to you, like the sun, that this burglar is not coming to steal or shoot if chas v'shalom, the person is protecting his property, then, domim lo, you're not allowed to go and shoot to kill. What is that case? The case of the father. So now getting back to, thank you very much, Mendy, for the chumash. So getting back to our Gemara now, and getting back to this pasuk. Hachik Amar, starting the pasuk again. Lo'or yokum reitzeach, yekatel oni ze'ev yoin, uvalaylo yehi kaganef. What does that mean? Says the Gemara here on top of the second line. Hachik Amar. Emshita lecham nilza kenahoyre. If it's crystal clear to you, like the light of day, that this person is coming for your money or your life, right? Your money or your life. If you don't give him the money, chas v'shalom, he's going to go and shoot. You're allowed to go and shoot first to go and kill that reitzeach. That's if it's oyer, if it's crystal clear that he's coming on nefashis. Le'oyer yokim reitzeach. And you're allowed to go and kill him. However, if however it's a cloudy situation like at night, when would it be cloudy, says Rashi, if it's a father, and he sees it's his father, and he says, father's probably not going to go and shoot. Then he only has the status of a burglar, not of a murderer. Anyway, once again, this pasuk is not distinguishing between or, meaning day, and laila, meaning night, but rather or to light, if it's crystal clear as light, that he's a Ritzeach, as opposed to if it's dark. So bottom line, again, we don't have a raya, because we don't have a raya that the word oyer means day. Oyer over here just means if it's clear to you in terms of enlightened understanding of the situation. May say. Another pasuk. Yachshechu koich ve'nishpoi yekav le'oyer v'ayin v'alyireh be'afal pe'shochar. This is again a pasuk in Iyov. This pasuk in Iyov is talking about after Hashem authorized the Satan to go and cause all types of problems for Iyov. The problems for Iyov were such that unfortunately his children passed away, unfortunately he lost all of his property, and he himself was mole shchin, pestilence over his whole body. And Iyov therefore got quite upset, as you can well imagine. So much so that he went and cursed the night that his mother became pregnant, and he cursed the day that he was born. And so therefore the Pashup Shad is Yechshechu, Koich ve'nishpoi, b'koichovim, the stars, nishpoi at night, Yechshechu, they should no longer be bright and enlighten the world, they should all be dark. They are Toigef HaKapuris. Who needs the night when my mother got pregnant, says Iyov. Yekav le'or, they should hope and wait for the light in the morning, or the way the Gemara learns initially, they should wait for the day, v'ayin, and it should never come. In other words, they should stay b'choshech for the rest of their lives. V'al yireh b'afal pe'shochar, they should never go and see the radiant rays of the morning. Aha, says the Gemara, v'rek omri yekav le'or v'ayin, since he's saying to the kechov that they should have yikav. Yikav means that they should have a tikva, a hofenug, a hope and an aspiration to see the or. What does that mean? Alma or imamahu. Obviously, what Iyov is saying to the kechov at night, you should have that yearning for the day, and the day should never arrive. So I see it once again that the word or means day. It's crystal clear like day. So in Bazoi, we have a right, Rav Huna, Akasha on Rav Yehuda on the Omid Aleph. Everywhere now, Hosam Milit Huda Kolayit Lay Iyov LeMazoi. Not like we understood until now that Iyov is cursing the night. Iyov is cursing his own mazel. And he's saying about his own mazel, Omar Yehi Rava. Yehi Rava means Yehi Rotzoi. To Letzapi Hachgavra LeNehoira, that this individual, meaning himself, Iyov, should go and have the aspiration, the hope to go and see light, and he should never see that light. That's how upset he was that he cursed his own mazel, he cursed himself. So bottom line is, again, the word oyer here doesn't mean day, it means light. He's saying, Yechshechu, I, Iyov, I am Nebuch, like throughout my life, at this point in my life, I'm walking through darkness. My mazel should be such that I should never see the light. Not that I should never see day. I should never see light. So again, we don't have a right that the word or means day, because or could mean light. Based on that, Fred Yimar may say, I'm another kasha. This is David HaMelech speaking. He's speaking in Tehillim. And what David HaMelech is saying is, Achoshech Yishufeni, wherever I go, Choshech is surrounding me, enveloping me. I'm full of choshech. V'layla, however, Baruch Hashem, things have changed. That night, Or Bardeni, has now become day. Oh, Alma, I see Or Yimamahu. I see that Layla, Or, he's telling us the contrast that David HaMelech was saying, throughout my life, I always thought I'm going to be b'choshech. And now the Layla has turned to Or, that means it's Yimamahu, it's day. So I have a raya again to Rav Huna, that the word Oyer of our Mishnah means Nagi, it means day, it means light. And not like a Yehuda that says it means lately, that it means night. Everything Gemara Hochik Omar David. No, 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 we don't understand Pshat. Ani amarti achoshich shufein loyim abo, shudoyim leyoim, achshvoyim mazeh shudoyim leleyla Oyer ba'deni. What is this all about? So Rashi explains that David HaMelech, unfortunately, was very concerned about his situation, Olam Hazeh, and his situation, Olam Haba. As we know, David did an act with Bathsheba, and although the Gemara says that David HaMelech, Leichota, he did not do a chait, but nevertheless, David HaMelech, from that point on, for the rest of his life, lived in shame and embarrassment, and was always upset about his lot in the future world, and chas v'sholem, maybe he won't get a portion of Olam Haba. And that's why he was walking around, and Amarti, I said about myself, David HaMelech, ach choshech yishufeini, that unfortunately, choshech is going to be with me, le'olam haba, shudoyim aliyoyim, that olam haba, which at all times is like day, unfortunately, it's going to be choshech, 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 because Hashem, chas v'sholem, may never be mechaper me on what I did. However, says the Gemara, achshe, but now, which is like light, which is like night, because this world compared to the next world is like darkness. Or about Dani Baruch Hashem, this is lechtik, it is lit up. Now the Gemara doesn't tell us what David HaMelech is referring to, but Rashi tells us he's referring to the famous Gemara Masechtas Moed Katan. What does it say in Moed Katan? That when Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash and he was bringing the Oroin into the Beis HaMikdash, the Sheorim refused to open up. The Sheorim remained tightly closed. And he said one tefillah and another tefillah, and b'schus of this one, and b'schus of that one, and b'schus of this and that. And the Sheorim said, Aloi mitan aleph. That means he said, no, no, no. We will not.
Right?
I'm sorry?
Was it 24 times?
He had to say numerous tefillahs. Anyway, the Gemara concludes that afterwards he said, finally, please open up Ischus David Avdi, because of David HaMelech, the Eved of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and all of a sudden the Sheorim opened up wide. From that point on, it says in the Gemara that all the Rishoyim in those days, all the fake news guys, from that point on, their faces turned black, kishulei hakdera, like the bottom of a pot or a pan lying on the fire. Why? Because they saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mechaper, that he accepted the tshuva of David HaMelech. Oh, so that's what David HaMelech is saying. I thought HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not accept my tshuva, and therefore I'm going to go to Olam Haba, full of darkness. Baruch Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has shown on this world a simon that I have been accepted to Olam Haba in this world of darkness. It's become Or Bardeini, it's now lit up. I feel like a brand new person since David HaMelech, because I see a Kodesh Baruch Hu is moichel me al oisoi ovoi. Anyway, beautiful pshat. Bottom line is, when it says Laila or Badeni, it doesn't mean that the Laila will turn to or today. It means that this Oilam Hazeh, which is Doimel Laila or Badeni Baruch Hashem, has now been lit up for me. Thank you, Mara Meisrei. I'll bring you another raya. And now, for the first time, we're not bringing a raya from a posik. We'll bring a raya from the next Mishnah, where the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, don't just do one bedikas chomet, you have to do three bedikas chomet. Can you imagine the sellers that sell the bedikas chomet sets? They would be able to make a fortune. You'd be able to go and sell three sets a year with all, and then put away the 10 pieces and the spoon and the feather and all the rest. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, boykin or la'arba osar, you have to go and be boidik or arba osar. Uba arba osar shachris and arba osar in the morning. Uba shasa beer, and right before you're going to go and burn the chametz, you do a third bedikas chametz. Aha. Now, again, the first time when it says boidkin or arba osar, it's not crystal clear what the word or means. However, says the Gemara, umidikomer of Yehuda boidkin or arba osar. If it says that you have to go and do a bedika in the morning, and you also have to do one previously at the time of Oir, now when do you think that is? Obviously, that's not referring to the morning, because they're not saying, in the morning, as you get up, do two bedikas. Do one quick one, and then do one slow one. That doesn't make any sense. So obviously, the ba'oitkin bor arba osa means the night before. Alma or urtuhu. So now we have a clear-cut raya that the word Oir Arba Osar means the night before, the evening of, the eve of the 14th, and not the morning. So just like that Oir in that Mishnah means the night before, here too in our Mishnah it says Oir Arba Osar, it means the night before. So therefore I have a conclusive raya like Rabbi Yehuda against Rav Huna. So Timora Shmamino Lechoira, I have a clear-cut raya that Oir Alma Oir Urtu, Oir doesn't mean day, or means night, Shemamina. We could theoretically conclude our discussion of this Shaila. However, the Gemara says, no, I want to continue bringing a number of other Rayas. The reason why we're bringing the other Rayas is because, as we'll see tomorrow, and I know you're not supposed to give away the final story at the end of the book before a person has a chance to read the book, but we've already had a chance to read through a lot of the book so far, because in Yetshim tomorrow we're going to see on the Amud Aleph that really and truly we had a misunderstanding all along. And that really Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda both agree that Or means the night before. And that Rav Yehuda uses the term Leili and Rav Huna uses the term Nagi is only because those were the local common usages when they used that term when they spoke. Mitchum, we'll see Mitchum tomorrow. Marki Asrei and Marki Asrei Veloi Pligi. Each one was just speaking the tongue of his local customs, and the other person was talking also how people speak in his community. See Mitchum tomorrow. But in the meantime, bottom line is we've now conclusively proven that the word Oyer in our Mishnah does not mean day, it means the night before the evening of Yud Aleph. Break the moment. Yes.
We went all these things that or means it's a verb, which is either a noun or a verb.
In all these psukim, gzumtai. That was the Gemara's teret.
Right.
But now we don't have to come on to the disturbance. Yeah.
Okay.
Now we've concluded for purpose of our Mishnah that the word or in fact means the we know that there's a custom in many, 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 many communities that one should not do work on Erev Pesach. The question is, when does that minhag begin on Erev Pesach? At what point? From Or time. I don't know what Or time means. I know from Or. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mishasa Netzachama. Netzachama, of course, is Netz in the morning when it starts getting light all over the horizon, when the sun rises. Aha. Okay, so now, what did Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov mean when he said Mishasa Or? So let's see. Omer Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov and Rabbi Yehuda. V'chi heichen matzini yem shemitzasi osu basiyas malacha, matzasi muta basiyas malacha. After all, you're talking about Isser Malacha, not to do work. Every time you're not allowed to do work, it's typically a Shabbos or a Yontif. If it's a Shabbos or a Yontif, do we go and split it down the middle and say, well, night, yes, and day, no? I mean, Shabbos is Osir, Yontif is Osir, presumably Erev Pesach, it's also Osir. Where did we ever find that they split it down the middle? Amalei, Sir Rav Yehuda said to Blesman Yaakov, don't scream at me. Hu atzmo yechiach. I'll bring you a raya from Erev Pesach itself. After all, on Erev Pesach itself, we do that splitting. We don't eat chametz in the afternoon, but we do eat chametz in the morning. So just like you split it up for achilas chametz, so we also split it up for asiyas melacha. That's the dialogue in that braisa, and we conclude the braisa at that point. So now the Gemara again wants to bring a raya to our situation. Midik Omer Rav Yehuda Mishasa Netzachamo. We had Reb Lezer ben Yaakov says that the Asiyas Malacha is starting from Oyer time. Reb Yehuda says it's from Netzachama time. No, Netzachama, that's the beginning of the day. So presumably Reb Lezer ben Yaakov said Oyer time, he meant the night before. Alma Oyer dekam Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, Oyer tohu. So Reb Lezer ben Yaakov says that the Isser Malacha is 24 hours. It's ready from the time of Bedikas Chametz on Leil Yudalid. While Rav Yehuda said, no, it's only from the morning. Netzachama. So I have a clear-cut raya that the word Or means nighttime. Another raya to Rav Yehuda. Kasha on Rav Huna. Rav Huna is a Nishka raya. Loi, my Or amun shachar. When Rav Lezer ben Yaakov uses the term Or, he doesn't mean nighttime. He means a time in the morning which precedes the time of Netzacham. Netzacham is sunrise. Amud HaShachar is what we say when the morning star starts to rise, which is approximately 72 minutes prior to Netzacham. That's the machloikis. Reb Lezer ben Yaakov says, at night you can work as much as you want and work feverishly, because the Isser Malacha hasn't hit yet. But as soon as Mishasa Or, you see that first ray on the horizon called the Lois HaShachar, you got to stop. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you get another 72 minutes until Netzacham. Pray to Martin, Yehochi. Rabbi Lezer and Yaakov challenged Rabbi Yehuda based on the question, where did you ever see that we split up the day, part of the day Yah, and part of the day Nisht? Part of the day you're allowed to do Malacha, part of the day you're not. Name Ilan Avshe. Look in the mirror. That what? you have part of the day that you're allowed to do malacha, and part of the day you're not allowed to do malacha. What is that? According to our original pshat, that or means from night before. So therefore, Reb Lezer ben Yaakov is saying the entire 24 hours, as soon as you daven Marev, the night of Yudalid, you're now usher for the rest of Erev Pesach, and the rest of Pesach, and Chol HaMoed until after Yom Tov, no more malacha. Okay, don't split it up down the middle. But now that we're saying that Reb Lezer ben Yaakov is referring to the morning star, that Eloish HaShachar, that means you're allowed to work at night, you're just not allowed to work during the day, so then the same kasha is. Look in the mirror, Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. You're also splitting the day by saying that the night before is mutter and the day after that is asr. Says Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, that's no kasher. We find this type of distinction between night and day. Where do we find it? The Sanik Abitana Sibur. With the exception, of course, of Yom Kippur and of Tisha B'Av, all the other Tanaisim were allowed to eat the entire night until the morning. In fact, many people, as you know, get up early in the morning to eat before the Tanis begins, because you're allowed to go and eat the entire night until the morning. By the way, if you do want to do that, you have to go and say something before you go to sleep, not that you wake up in the middle of the night all groggy and you say, oh, it's 3 o'clock in the morning, you know what? I could eat something now because it's still night. I'm not supposed to do that unless you prepared yourself in advance by saying, I'm only Mekabel Tanis the next morning from the Zman. Anyway, again, speak to your competent Orthodox rabbi. But getting back to our Gemara, local as Adil always adds, but what our Gemara tells us now is that a person is entitled and authorized to eat the entire night until Amud HaShachar. Dibre Blezim and Yaakov. Same Reb Lezer ben Yaakov l'shitasei. Reb Shimon Oyma ad Kreisa Geber. You can only eat until Kreisa Geber. Kreisa Geber means when the rooster starts calling out, or when the crier starts crying out, and that's sometime shortly before Amud Hashach. So therefore, says Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, we have precedent, and that precedent is in the case of Tanesim, that we split up between day and night, or night and day. Where night, you are allowed to eat, day, you're not allowed to eat. Same thing is for Asiyas Malacha. At night, you can work as much as you want, Leil Yudalid, but in the morning, stop working. Ah, Eli Dachem, according to you, says Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, addressing Reb Yehuda, who is his bar plukta here. He says to him, Heich Ashkachna Yemama Gufei, the Palgvi Rabbanim. Where do we find in the day hours themselves that the Rabbanim made a distinction? Meaning, day begins Alois HaShachar. From Alois HaShachar until Netzach HaMeh, you, Rabbi Yehuda, hold, you can continue working those 72 minutes, work as much as you can. Netzach HaMeh, you stop. Where did we find in the daylight hours themselves that we make that split? We never found something like that. Amalei, so Rabbi Yehuda answers back to Blaz Ben Yaakov, who atz mi yechiyach, shem tzasi mutu achilas chomet, mitzasi asa b'achilas chomet. You see that Erev Pesach is unique, that some of the day hours you're allowed to eat chametz, like we do in the morning, but some of the day hours in the afternoon we don't eat chametz. So just like the Gabi Achilas chametz, we split it down the middle, so to speak. So same thing like Gabi Asiyas Malacha, we also split it and say that until Netzach HaMeh, even though it's already day, you can continue working, and from Netzach HaMeh you stop. Rabbi Yehuda has a very strong answer to Reb Lezer ben Yaakov's challenge. So, what Reb Lezer is saying is, I'm telling you that the Rabbanan made this regulation, and that's why in many communities the custom is not to work on Erev Pesach. And I asked you, I never found that the Rabbanan made such a distinction, legabe melacha, which is the Rabbanan, that they split part of the day yes and part of the day not. And you'll bring me a raya from Chometz D'oraisa, the Adhocha Osir Rachmana, until midday, 12 o'clock, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that until 12 you're allowed to eat, but Adhocha Shara Rachmana. Really, it should be the other way around. In other words, you're allowed to go and eat, it's Osir starting from 12 o'clock and on, but until 12 o'clock you're allowed to eat. So that's Exerus HaKosiv, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the Gabi Achilles Chometz, that starts already Erev Pesach. But the Rabbanon are instituting customs and these new menhagim. Why would they say part of the day yes, and why are the part of the day no? V'irach says Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, you're telling me only deraisa. What about shoyis the Rabbanon? Because min haTorah you're allowed to go and eat chametz until 12, and the Rabbanon say you can only eat chametz until 10 o'clock in the morning. So you see the chum also distinguish between until 10 and post 10. V'irach says Rabbi Yehuda harchakahu de'ovid Rabbanon l'deraisa. That's not a brand new takana or brand new gezeira. What they're doing is that we're afraid that if you're going to tell people you can go and eat chametz until 12, there are going to be some people that will dilly-dally and they will say, I still got time. And guess what? They're going to be eating chametz at 12:05. So the Chacham said, to make harchaka, 2 hours before, stop eating. Worst comes to worst, you continue eating for a few more minutes. You'll be over the Rabbanan, but you won't be over a de'oraisa. Somebody should please mute the sound on their computers, on their iPhones. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara, so we've now concluded the whole dialogue, but the point of all of this was, when we started bringing the Braisa, we assumed that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, when he said that the Isra Malacha starts from Oir, that Oir means from the night before, so we have a Raya once again to Rabbi Yehuda, that Oir means night. Says Yimar, no, Oir means Amud HaShachar, all the way in the morning. Baita no raya. Let's bring another raya meisve. Two more rayas today, and that will be the conclusion of the rayas for today. To be continued tomorrow. Meisve. Ein meisin masuos ela ala chodesh nira bezmani lekadshoy. The ein masim masuos lior iburay. What means masim masuos? In the good old days, when they didn't have emails and they didn't have texts and they didn't have cell phones and they didn't have iPhones, can you imagine people were able to exist without those gadgets? Impossible. But yes, in fact, that was the case. So now,
by Zoom, they
and they didn't have Zoom. Can you imagine? So the Rebbe Baruch Mordechai Ezrahi, one of the Zakan Rosh Yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael, equipped yesterday or the day before, that Gam Zum Latoiva. That Zum also has a benefit. Not only Gam Zum Latoiva, Gam Zum Latoiva. That Zum has a benefit in these dark days of the pandemic that one can learn Ayidei Zum. Okay, anyway, but getting back to the Masih and Masuais. Masih and Masuais is referring to that they decided when the new Chodesh was in the Beis HaMikdash. As you know, always at the beginning of the new month, Edom would come from wherever, and they would go and say that they saw the new moon. They would ask him a few questions, and based on that, they would decide whether the Chodesh ended on Choftes. New Rosh Chodesh begins on Lamed, so that would be Aleph Chodesh, or if the Edom did not come, because in fact the moon had not come yet, and they didn't see, or whatever, then we would make a long month, a Chodesh Me'uber of 30 days, and we'd only start Rosh Chodesh on day 31. That's what we make today, 2 days Rosh Chodesh, Lamed and Lamed Aleph, which is really last day of the previous month and the first day of the next month. Anyway, so it says in Maseches Rosh Hashanah to go and advise the people in Bavel of the fact that we just made a new Rosh Chodesh. They would go and make bonfires on the top of several mountains. You have mountains that extended in the Tzofoin from Tzvas to Tveria, Haifa, and further into Lebanon, and closer as you get closer to Bavel, and they would make one bonfire after the other. So first Yankel made on the first mountain, and then Beryl on the second, and the Shmerel on the third, and after a few minutes, a few hours, the final bonfire, which was close to Bavel, they would know, now we see that they were Mekadosh, the new Chodesh, in the Beis HaMikdash. That's what they did initially. Then the Gemara tells us that unfortunately, they were fake news people that were trying to go and cause trouble for Klal Yisrael, and they would make the bonfires prematurely, even though they had not gotten to the Edom yet. So they didn't rely on that, and then they started sending live shluchim out to Bavel. Okay, anyway, so it says, so this Mishnah tells us, Braisa tells us, that they only did the bonfires if, in fact, it was a Chodesh Choser, that already on the 29th day the Edom came, and therefore the Bezdin proclaimed Mekudesh HaChodesh, that starting tonight on the 30th, that's going to be the first day and the only day of Rosh Chodesh. However, if in fact no Edom came in a timely fashion, and now it's day 30 and finally the Edom come later on, don't bother by the fact the absence of the bonfires will be the Raya that it was that they had the be 2 days Rosh Chodesh, and the previous Chodesh was 30 days and not 29 days. Okay. Now you must say Masih Masuris. What do you put these bonfires on? The Oir Iburai. So Rashi says there are two Girsoyas in the Rashi. The Oir Iburai means the night following the 29th, the beginning of the 30th, when it becomes night. Then, the reason why it's called Iburai is because the 30th day is normally the Ibur day. That's the when the Chodesh Mu'ubur, when the Chodesh has 30 days, that you have a 30-day month. So that's the Ibur, that's the extra day. Ibur is probably from Lashon of like an Isha Mu'uberes, so we add an additional piece to the woman's body in the form of the fetus. Here we're adding one additional day to the month. Anyway, what do we see? L'or Iburai, so Rashi says, when are you going to put up a bonfire? Are you going to put up a bonfire during the day? No, because it's not visible during the day, right? A fire during the day, you can hardly see it. When Or Iburai mean, it means at night. Al Ma'or Urtuhu Shmamino. I have another raya that Or means night. A raya to Rav Yehuda against Rav Huna. One more raya, Meisvei.
Why did they wait? I mean, then they missed Rosh Chodesh. What do
you mean they missed Rosh Chodesh?
They said they did it afterward, the day after. They were.
They do the night after the 29th ends. That's the time that the Bezin says, okay, Rosh Chodesh is beginning tonight. That's the night that they put up those fires.
So they put it,
hopefully they will all still be able to go and say Yalav Yovi that night and Hal the next day, etc. Meisvei, Hayoyimin Kol Laylo Makrav Lemes Beyach LaOira Toyin Kiddushidayim V'Raglayim Divrei Rabbi Kehanim did the Avoid in the Beis Hamikdash. Every single morning they had to do Kiddushidayim V'Raglayim. They had to go and wash their hands and their feet before they went and did the Avoida. They had to wash it from the Kiyor, as we know. Okay. Now, what happens if you have a Kohen who was very, very diligent and was a workhorse, and he worked during the day, and he worked during the night, and he wants to continue the next morning, continue to do the Avoida? Says the Mishnah, says the Braisa, you have to wash your hands again as the morning star comes up. Oh, you're in the morning. Do a new Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. Oh, so what do I see from this? He was up the whole night. And he was doing the avoida. What avoida do you do at night? The only avoida you do at night is the hektar chalav ve'evarim, which means you go and put the aymarin, those are the fats, and by the oila, the evarim of the carbon on the mizbeach, you can do that the entire night. Okay, now the oira sounds like in the morning. Oh, so you see that oira means day. Not morning, really, it's day. So if it means day, so I can bring a raya to Rav Huna against Rav Yehuda. Then when it says Oir in our Mishnah, it means the day of the 14th, not the night of the 14th. Avdi Mora, when it says Oir, that might mean night. Oira could mean day. So therefore you have no raya from Oira to Oir. No raya from this Mishnah, but I'm going to continue with further rayas tomorrow. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisrael. Zag Yevench, Tatzlocha Rabbi.